Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, lovely, amazing, radiant souls, and welcome to another episode of the Manifest With Me podcast. I just have to say, you guys, I am so grateful to have you here, especially during these energetically charged times. The world, as we've all felt, is experiencing a whirlwind of energy, to say the least. Like, if you have been feeling the weight of chaos, overwhelm, stress, any type of way in general, I want you to know that you are not alone. It's completely okay to acknowledge and sit with these feelings because as much as a pain in the butt they can be, they are also some of our greatest teachers. And now let's dive a little bit deeper into the cosmic currents that are guiding us right now. So the recent solar eclipse and new moon on October 14th brought an extra layer of intensity to our lives. And for me, this was yesterday. So you guys, I don't know about you all, but I was / still am feeling it, like seriously feeling some type of way. It is as if the universe turned up the volume on the introspective and reflective aspects that typically come with a new moon and made it a much more potent moment for change and transformation. And what's also interesting is that during this time, the universe is whispering to us through our intuition, inviting us to be more aware of what's happening within us. So basically, it's like a little celestial nudge, pushing us to heal, pushing us to confront old traumas and to face the challenges that have been lingering in the shadows that we might not just have been aware of until now. So if you guys have been feeling like it's time for a change, it's time for release, it's time to let go of something, then it is definitely not a coincidence, you guys. It is a sign and it is what is happening energetically right now. And honestly, you guys, I've always been super, super interested in astrology, but I haven't been leveraging it a ton as part of my spiritual / manifestation practice up until recently. And I have to say it has been so helpful and so game changing. So if you guys hear some more astrological bits on future episodes, don't be surprised. It is just too good not to share. So with that being said, I felt super called and inspired to do this episode on releasing, on letting go of what no longer serves us. And whether you're listening to this episode right now, just the week after the eclipse, the week after the new moon, or you're listening to this just months from now, this is going to be super relevant wherever you guys are, whenever you guys are listening. Because you guys, letting go is fundamental to your spiritual practice, to manifestation, and it is key to receiving your desires. For every exhale, it makes room for a new inhale. When you release, you finally make space for something new. And I don't know about you guys, but I know that I am constantly carrying a ton of baggage in the form of limiting beliefs, old stories, relationships, habits, and practices that at one point in my life definitely served me, but now I know it is no longer for my highest good. So today, I invite you to join me on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment, where we will explore the art of letting go, and in doing so, make room for the magic and manifestation that is so eagerly waiting to flow into our lives. So if you are ready to release and transform, then stay tuned because I will be sharing 4 powerful release rituals for letting go, as well as a bunch of other helpful tips and techniques. Okay, friends, before we get into today's episode, it is time to share some manifestation success stories. So this week's story comes from one of our lovely listeners from Bulgaria, Mimi. And last week, Mimi wrote to me on Instagram saying, "Hi, Kira. This summer, I discovered your podcast and I love your energy. It is so inspiring. So I wanted to share with you a manifestation success story. 3 days ago, I saw a video on TikTok about the power of acorns. The woman in this video said that many years ago, people believed that when fall began, if you found your first acorn, it meant that this was your protective charm during fall and winter. Acorns are also believed to be protectors for negative energy. Also, they're supposed to bring you luck and abundance. So I believe in stuff like that, and I said to the universe and my spirit team that I wish to find my first acorn for this fall, because right now in Bulgaria, we're in the fall season. And guess what? After doing this, I found in my leather jacket an acorn, and I was like, universe, spirit team, you are so quick. And just yesterday, I found another one while I was walking back to my home from college. So I decided to keep both of the acorns during this fall and winter as my protectors from negative energy and helpers for luck and abundance. And when winter ends, you can actually bury them into the earth so that Mother Earth can take care of them and thank them for the protection that they provided you during the fall and winter seasons. So Kira, that's my manifestation success story. It isn't manifesting money or a call for something, but I wanted to share it with you because I thought it was an interesting story. Oh my gosh, Mimi, thank you so, so much for your beautiful story. Honestly, you guys, some of my favorite manifestation experiences have come from just manifesting signs or even objects that represent something to me. So I absolutely love that you were able to manifest not one, but two acorns literally instantly, so quickly. Honestly, you guys, the universe can work like lightning at some moments. So friends, this is your reminder to share your manifestation success stories. Go ahead and DM them to me on Instagram. All my information is in the show notes / episode notes, and I would be so honored to share your story on this podcast. They're always so inspiring, and I am always so happy whenever I read them in my DMs. It honestly makes my day, you guys. All right, friends, now let's talk about what it means to let go of things. And something that I think is really, really important to acknowledge is that we are constantly changing. So our desires are changing, our priorities are changing, our bodies, brains, minds are always shifting and changing. So it's gonna make sense that at one point or another, the thing that we thought we wanted so freaking badly is no longer something that we do. The thing that helped us at one point no longer does anymore. Or the person who brought us so much joy and comfort maybe no longer does. And that is okay. This is a normal process in life, and the sooner we can embrace it, the less stress it will cause you because you try and resist it. So to help you guys conceptualize this, I want you guys to imagine this. Imagine your life as a room filled with different objects, furniture, and decorations. And imagine that everything in this room represents different aspects of your past, such as old beliefs, relationships, habits, experiences, stories, and memories. And so over time, as you go through life, you end up accumulating more and more of these objects. But eventually, this room becomes so cluttered, so full, making it difficult for you to move around, and also making it so that there's no space for anything new to enter. And what you now find is that number one, you have a bunch of clutter that is blocking your path. Number two, you don't have any space for these like new beautiful objects that you want to bring in. Number three, the room is dusty, it's dirty, and it's really hard to clean because there's stuff all over the place. And number four, if you lose something or if you're trying to find something, then you're definitely out of luck because where's it gonna be in a room of so much clutter? So what this metaphor demonstrates is that just as physical clutter in a room can block your ability to move freely, emotional and mental clutter from your past that you're carrying can block your path to progress and manifestation. It can create obstacles, making it challenging for you to navigate life. And just as a room filled to the brim leaves no space for new furniture or decorations, when your life is cluttered with old baggage, there's no room for new opportunities, experiences, or manifestations to come in. But you guys, here is where the magic happens, my friends. So when you clear out the clutter from a room, then you now can decorate, you can refresh it, you can bring in new stuff according to your current tastes and desires. Similarly, releasing what no longer serves you allows you to refresh your life and create it anew, aligned with your current goals and aspirations. Also, don't you just find that like an empty, clean room feels so much more open, it feels so much more airy and welcoming? In a similar way, when you release old burdens and negativities from your life, it will bring you a sense of lightness, a sense of freedom, positivity. It allows you just to like breathe more easily and experience life with a fresh perspective. Another underrated thing about decluttering or cleaning a room is that it might lead you to discover forgotten or hidden treasures. So when you're able to let go of the past, this can often reveal some hidden talents, some hidden aspirations and opportunities within yourself that were actually overshadowed by all the clutter and all of this energy that was no longer serving you. So what I'm trying to say, you guys, is that at the end of the day, releasing what no longer serves you is so freaking important because it clears the energetic clutter and it creates space for new energies associated with your desired manifestations. So you guys now might be at a point where you're like, okay, Kira, this makes sense. Yes, I agree. Releasing is good for me. Releasing has benefits. I want to release. But honestly, how do I do it? Like, I struggle with this. Why is it so hard for me to release and let go? So if this is you, don't worry, you guys, I got you. If you find yourself struggling to let go, you are definitely not alone because the act of letting go is really, really challenging for so many different reasons. And I personally think that one of the most significant barriers to letting go is because of our fear of the unknown. So as humans, it's so natural for us to think, okay, if I let this person go from my life, if I walk away from this job, or if I part with this apartment or part with this house, like what's next for me? What comes after this chapter? Like, what am I supposed to do? How is it all gonna work out? So at the end of the day, the unknown can definitely be something that triggers our anxiety, that triggers our egos coming out and like wants to protect us. And so I just want to say, like, it is perfectly normal to be anxious about what the future holds when you're releasing the past. However, if this fear is paralyzing you and preventing you from making necessary changes and moving forward, then this is where it becomes an issue. Another major reason why letting go can be so challenging is that it often threatens our very sense of identity. So what happens is that over the years, we create a complex story about who we are, where we come from, what we've been through, what our values and beliefs are. And these stories that we tell ourselves shape our sense of self and provide us with a framework for understanding who we are in this world. So when we're faced with a situation where we are being asked or being called to let go of a significant aspect of our life, it can feel like we are losing a part of ourselves. It can feel like we are becoming lesser than. Essentially, it just feels like we're quote unquote losing something instead of gaining something. And so this process can be really, really unsettling for us because it forces us to reassess the stories we've created and the identity that we've built around them. And it forces us to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, oh shoot, like, is this true? Is this who I am? Is this what I value? This might have been true for me in one moment, but like, who am I becoming? And is the thing that I'm holding on to aligned with who I want to be? And so you guys, I want to think about what you guys are holding on to in your lives that you know just aren't serving you anymore, but for some reason, it's really hard for you to let go of them. Whether it's because of the fear of the unknown, whether it's because it threatens your identity, or whatever reasons you have for holding on to this thing, I want you to like really ask yourself why. Ask yourself, what benefit do I think I'm getting by holding on to this thing? Ask yourself, what do I think I will lose by letting go of this thing? Because you guys, I'm about to tell you something super game-changing. I'm about to tell you something that changed my life once I realized this. At the end of the day, we tend to hold on to things because we genuinely believe that the benefits of having that thing outweigh the costs. Again, we hold on to things because we think it brings us more of a benefit having it than losing it. Okay, so for example, let's imagine a situation where you have a friend and this friend is coming to you and constantly complaining about their job whenever you guys are together. And honestly, I feel like this probably happens all the time in real life. Like, I've been that person that is constantly complaining about something like my job. And then my friend is like, okay, well, why don't you do something about it? And then I've also been in the flip side situation where I hear like friends or family complaining about something and I'm like, okay, well, why don't you do something about it? But basically, in this situation, you might have a friend coming to you and being like, okay, I really dislike my boss. They disrespect me. I really feel like I don't have a sense of purpose at work. I feel like this work is meaningless. I feel like I'm constantly stressed. I'm overworked. I'm always working overtime. I don't have time to do anything, to invest in myself, to do self-care, to prioritize me. And so you being this listener, being this observer, you're probably thinking during this time, okay, well, why don't they just quit already? You might even tell your friend, like, girl, what the heck? Just quit. Because to you, it's so obvious that this job is draining their energy. It's so obvious that this is not something that they want to do. Yet they continue to do it. They don't quit. They don't make a change. They continue to live the same life and complain about it. So you guys, the question here is, why do we tend to do that? Why do we tend to hold on to something that is no longer for us? And as I said before, as I'll say it again and continue to say it, the answer lies in the perceived benefits. It is because we are assigning a benefit to holding on to that thing and assigning a cost to releasing it. So in the previous example, even though the job might come with freaking 100 pounds of baggage, if your friend believes they're gaining 101 pounds of benefits from it, then they will continue to endure the challenges, even though we all know this job is not for them. It is just a matter of perception at the end of the day, and it often leaves us in situations that are not aligned with our highest good. So you guys, the secret here is to be aware of what benefits you're assigning to something and what costs you're associating with not having it. I like to call this the benefits versus costs dilemma. And even though it sounds so simple to you guys, it's actually something that we don't consider. So our minds, our egos, we don't make the most rational decisions. We make emotional decisions. Our minds tend to distort facts. It tends to bend information. It tells us not to leave our boyfriend who keeps flirting with your friends because he makes you feel special and you believe that he can change. It tells you not to leave your job despite you knowing in your gut that you were meant for something bigger and better, because it tells you that this is the only way you can make money. You're not good enough to follow your dreams, to build that business, to be an entrepreneur. It tells you to keep being friends with that person who screws you over because maybe once a week she's nice to you and she bakes these really good cookies for your birthday. So in your mind, maybe she's not that bad of a person. Like, seriously, you guys, how many freaking signs does the universe have to give you in order for you to finally see that the thing you're holding on to no longer serves you? It's like the universe is sending you a dozen flashing neon signs and we're over here being like, the situation isn't that bad, so it's whatever. Like, maybe if I just wait a little bit, it'll get better. No, you guys, no, that is not what I want for you guys. And I know that's not what you want for yourselves. Okay, so here are some signs that it is time to let go of that person, of that experience, or of that thing that you know is holding you back, but you just need that extra push, that extra confidence boost to do so. All right, friends. So first up, we have the repeat offender sign. So you know when you hear that same piece of advice or wisdom over and over again from friends, family, even strangers, it's like the universe is sending you a telepathic memo. You might have heard, you deserve better a million times a week and you're still hanging on to that dead-end job or that toxic relationship, then this can definitely be a sign. It's time to make a change. It's time to move on. Then we have the divine timing sign. So if you guys have ever had a moment where everything just seems to fall into place super effortlessly, or like the universe is conspiring in your favor and you just like feel it in your bones that like things are working out for you, it is those serendipitous events, the doors that open, the stars that align. When this happens, it is time to act on your gut feeling and start releasing what is holding you back and walk through that new door that just opened for you. Next, we have the mirror, mirror on the wall sign. So sometimes the universe uses other people as its messengers. Like, I truly believe, you guys, like everyone we meet, everyone who interacts with us, every person we cross paths with, energy that we pick up on is for a reason. So sometimes you'll meet someone who reflects your situation and asks you the tough questions that you've been avoiding. Sometimes you meet someone who might actually be a huge trigger for you, but it might trigger you into this new thought download or realization or like new action that actually puts you on the right path. Okay, another neon sign that I don't have a clever name for is basically when you wake up every single day dreading something. Like, I remember when I was working 9 to 5 in my old job, I would wake up every single day dreading my job or just like feeling so anxious about logging in and like checking my email or checking my Teams app and seeing what today had to offer me in terms of work. I would just dread it every single day. And I was like, oh my gosh, am I just like depressed? Like, am I just sad? Is something wrong with me? No, that was a daily sign that like this just was not for me. So I want you guys to pay attention to where you are repeatedly feeling anxious about a particular aspect of your life, because that is the universe saying it is time for a change. Okay, and another sign that it's time for something to change, it's time for you to let go of something, is when you begin to have these like vivid dreams, visions, or daydreams that keep pushing you towards a different path. So like for me, when I was in my 9 to 5 job, I kept like envisioning like, oh, what would life be like as like a content creator? Or what would life be like if I just was a speaker and had my own podcast and did all these things? And for some reason, like the vision kept visiting me. Like I would just think about it. I would think it's fun. And honestly, for me, that was like a sign to start exploring that. Now looking back, I understand that in the moment, I was just like, oh, it's just like me thinking about things like per usual. But for you, like if you're envisioning a life filled with creativity, a life filled with adventure or purpose, if you're envisioning something and it makes you feel good, it just somehow feels right, well, then that can be a cue for you to pay attention. So now that we covered all that good stuff, I am gonna share some of my favorite release rituals for letting go and making space for what is in our highest good. So one thing that I like to do at least weekly is sage, but how I sage my space actually depends on what my intention is. So I'm gonna share with you guys my saging ritual for releasing something. So when you're releasing something, you actually wanna start by going in the space of your home or your room that is furthest from your main door in your house or your room if you live with other people and you're like, okay, I don't want to sage the whole place, and that's totally fine. But think about like your main door. So I say main door because sometimes houses have like two doors, or you might enter through your garage, you might enter through the front door, you might do the back door, whatever door you use the most often. Start furthest from that place. And so what you're going to do is you're going to light your sage, and you are gonna go counterclockwise in the house or in each room as you state your intentions out loud. So what I like to say, and you guys can say whatever, but I'll offer this up. I like to say, I am now releasing XYZ, whatever you're releasing. I no longer allow XYZ to occupy my mind and energy, and I now declare that I am free and clear of it. So it shall be, so it is done. So feel free to say whatever is true for you. Feel free to say whatever you are being called to say, but be clear with your intention. Speak out loud to the universe that this is what you are doing. You are now releasing it. It can no longer affect you. It can no longer touch you. It can no longer disturb you. So whatever you say, it's probably going to be different depending on what you're specifically releasing. But what matters is that you are stating that intention out loud. And so after I go around and I end up saging the whole place, then I will actually open the windows or open the doorway and allow my space to clear out all of that old energy, all of the old things that no longer serve me, and I'll just like air out the house or the room for like the next 30 minutes to an hour. So the second release ritual that I really like to do, especially leading up to a new moon and when we're ending the lunar cycle, is I actually like to do a burn list. And so what you want to do is you want to get out a small piece of paper and write down what things or thing you want to release, and be as specific and clear as possible. If it's like a person, a situation, a belief, anything you want, you can also just like make a list. Like, here are the 10 things I'm releasing right now. And so after you're done, you're gonna fold it up, you're gonna put it in a fire safe bowl or a fire safe jar, and you're gonna take out a lighter and you are gonna burn that shit, okay? You are gonna burn it. It no longer exists. It is free and clear. It is out of your energy. And so when you're done, you are going to scatter or blow out the ashes to the wind or just like somewhere away from your home. So like, don't just go outside and dump the ashes in your backyard. Like, make sure it's like at least away from your home. And so that's going to represent you releasing what no longer serves you and releasing those remnants as well. Okay, so the third release ritual, and here's one specifically for all my crystal lovers out there, but this is going to involve crystals. So they are not only stunning, beautiful as like decor or as jewelry, but they can also be really great tools for energy work. So I want you guys to start by selecting a crystal that resonates with your intention to release. So it could be black obsidian for protection. It could be amethyst for breaking old habits. It could be rose quartz for letting go of past relationships. Choose whatever you want that resonates with you the most. And so I want you to hold the crystal in your hand and say your intention out loud. Then what you're gonna do is you're gonna find a sunny spot in your home, like a windowsill, and you're gonna place your crystal there for a day. And so the sun's energy is going to cleanse and recharge it. And then what you're gonna do after that is you're gonna carry the crystal with you or keep it in a significant place as a reminder of your intention to release and welcome positive energy. So a lot of times when I use crystals, like I use them in the form of like bracelets or jewelry. So that's nice because then I can like wear it at certain times or always have it on me. I remember a couple years ago, I have this like stuffed animal bear with a zipper in the back of it. They're called the Rirakuma stuffed animals. They're really popular in Japan, and I would put my crystals in my bear and sleep with it. So you guys can do like whatever feels right to you, but there are like so many ways to do that. And then the fourth release ritual that I want to share with you guys, we're actually going to do this together right now because it is a super quick, like 2 to 3 minute visualization ritual. So if you guys are driving, I'm going to invite you guys to listen to this later. Please don't do this now. But if you're in a place where it makes sense for you, where you can, then feel free to continue. If not, just come back later. All right, friends, so I am now going to guide you through a ritual for those of you who are drawn to visualizations and connecting with your spirit guides or your spirit team. And it is a surrender visualization that's going to be both emotionally healing and energetically freeing. So I invite you to find a quiet, peaceful space where you won't be disturbed. Sit or lie down in a comfortable position. And take a few deep breaths to relax and center yourself. When you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes. Visualize a serene and sacred place. A place where you feel completely safe and supported. This might be a garden, a beach, a mountaintop, or any space that resonates with you. As you settle into the space, invite your angels, your spirit guides, or ancestors to join you. Imagine them surrounding you with love and light, ready to assist in your release. Now, in your mind's eye, visualize a magnificent, ornate box. This box represents all the things that you are releasing, the things that you no longer want in your life. Imagine it as beautiful and grand, adorned with symbols of transformation. With your spirit guides by your side, open the lid of this box. And one by one, place the things you're releasing into the box. As you do so, acknowledge them. Speak your intentions out loud or silently, saying, I release whatever you're letting go of from my life. It no longer serves my highest good, and I now surrender it to the universe to take care of. Once you're done, imagine the contents of the box glowing with a soft, healing light. As you close the lid, visualize your angels or guides gently lifting the box away from you. It's as if it's weightless, and they carry it away with love and care. Watch as they take it into the distance until it's just a speck on the horizon, and then it disappears. It's gone. It's no longer your problem. It's done. Take a few moments to breathe and absorb the sense of release and surrender. Feel the lightness in your heart and the freedom that comes with letting go. When you're ready, slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment. Open your eyes. Know that your angels, spirit guides, and spirit team are always there to support you on your journey of release and transformation. How did you guys like it? Honestly, this surrender visualization, I like to do it. I think I'm going to do it more often. I do it like once every week or so as a way to release what no longer serves me, as a way to trust that the universe is taking care of it. And for me, it's kind of like handing over all of your burdens to higher energies and just allowing them to carry it away. And it leaves me personally feeling so much brighter, so much lighter, and so much more aligned. Like, okay, now I can actually focus on the things that I want to focus on because I know that all these things are done taken care of. Okay, friends, that is all I had for you today. Remember to practice patience, self-love, self-compassion as you all go through the process of releasing whatever does not serve you. And know that this is a process that you'll come back to at so many points throughout your lives. So as you do so, you're going to pick up on different tools, different techniques, different mindsets about it that are going to help you along the way. So if you guys have any favorite tips, any techniques you want to share, feel free to DM them to me on Instagram. I would love to hear from you guys. And as always, I am so grateful for your guys' presence here. Thank you so much for being in this energy. If you haven't done so already, I would be so grateful if you could rate, review, and or share the podcast with anyone who you think would benefit. And don't forget to send me your manifestation success stories. I'll talk to you guys next time.